Welcome to Martha Runs the World, a podcast about running, fitness, and all things health related. I'm Martha Hughes, your host, and each week I'll introduce a new episode that is of interest to all runners. Hi, and welcome to episode 270 of Martha Runs the World. How are you this week? I'm doing fabulous. I am running again. Things are just better when you're running, aren't they? I couldn't run for so long, and now, yep, I'm back on the road. I'm not doing trail running yet, although I am going to hike over the trail that I fell on in December. I can't run it. I just can't do running it quite yet, but I'm going to hike on that trail. It's going to be a while till I can run on single track trails. I'll try running on the fire road. That shouldn't be a problem, but single track is going to take me a while before I run on that. I need to get stronger. I need to get my confidence boosted back up again, but I'll talk about that in future episodes. It's just so nice to be running again and be just back out there. Life is better when I'm running. My life is better. The world is just brighter. Today, I'm talking about young runners, and what I mean is kids and teenagers. Things are different for them, obviously, and I thought it was about time that I took a little time out in an episode to talk about them and how we can help them love running, not be afraid of it, and not hate it. We've all seen them. The pictures of a runner's kids at a race. Maybe certain posters post a lot of pictures of their kids in running groups. I mean a lot, all the time. And maybe the poster says, he or she is going to be the best ultra runner ever. Yeah, I've seen that. I really have. And the kid isn't smiling. The kid doesn't even look happy about it. They're sitting there going, yeah, take the picture so I can go home and do something I want to do. They're thinking, that child is thinking that to themselves. It makes me really sad. Once in a while in pictures, the child looks happy, but usually not, especially if it's a parent that posts tons of pictures of their kids and brags a lot. Kids don't want their parents to do that, really. They just want to be normal kids and have fun and enjoy life. They don't want their parents to be bragging about them all the time. It's just not comfortable. No one feels comfortable about that. And I don't think parents understand that. The child isn't there to make the parents happy about them. That's not what it is. Parents' role is to prepare the child for adulthood. And to brag about their kid saying, isn't that great that they're running? They're going to be a great runner. No, the child should have fun with running. That's what running should be about. I think that parents lose track of that perspective. Unfortunately, stage parents, and they used to call parents that, usually a mom, but it can be a dad. They used to call them stage parents because the parent would bring their child to the theater back door, the stage door, and try to push their kid on a play producer to get them famous, and regardless of whether the child wanted it or not. And they would push them to be famous in theater and then later into film. And it happens in running as well. And here's some tips if you don't want to be a stage parent, and I don't think anyone really tries to be that way. It happens. I mean, my mom, I love her deeply, but she was a stage mom with me and the violin. I started playing the violin in school because I thought it might be fun, but she thought I was going to be the greatest violin player ever in the world, or violinist ever in the world. And I wasn't. I was okay, but I wasn't great. And she put so much pressure on me, I hated it. So it wasn't something that I ever wanted to do, and I quit playing, and she was very unhappy with me when I quit playing it. But I wasn't happy. I wasn't unhappy. I was happy when I quit. It was like I was free at last. But so that's, I feel that that's how a lot of kids are in running. And here's some things to make kids like running if you want your child to run. Let's start out with some things that if you want your child to run, to make it fun for them. And that's the first thing. Make running fun. Running should be fun. Don't use running as a punishment. Encourage children to participate and try their best, but don't push it. Don't make them do their best. I mean, don't say, that wasn't good enough. Try harder. Don't ever do that. No. Don't do that. Emphasize good form, but teach children early and help eliminate bad habits such as excessive arm movement, twisting of the upper body, or overstriding. But don't criticize. Do it in a helpful way, not a critical way. Focus on participation. In elementary school, running should be about participation and developing a healthy lifestyle, not about being the fastest kid in school. Save competition for middle and high school age students. And I remember running in grade school was not fun because the fastest kid was always given the accolades, and those of us in the slow, because I was a slow runner in school, we were always thought of as, you know, kind of being the loser kids. And that wasn't really fun. It put a very negative thought about running on me anyway. I don't know about anyone else, but I didn't like running until I got to be an adult. Respect individual differences. Avoid a one-size-fits-all running program. Accommodate for differences in abilities within the group. Children mature both physically and emotionally at different rates, and this will factor into their ability to participate in running. Ensure physically challenged youth can participate. So that's true. There are a few standout kids that can do longer distances, only a few. I see these kids saying, oh yeah, my kid is 10 years old and he can do a 10K. Well, that's good, but not every kid can do that. And you shouldn't be bragging about it, making it sound like every kid in the world can do a 10K at 10 years old. That is just not true. I see these young teenagers doing ultras, and that's a rarity. Not every teenager can or should do an ultra. It's really an individual thing, and some can, but most should not. Limit systematic training before puberty. Before puberty, children are rapidly growing and changing. Excessive systematic training may interfere with normal growth and cause injury in a child. And this is where I have a problem. People who have, okay, let's compare it with dogs. People have a fit if you run your dog before they're grown as a puppy. I mean, they will have a fit before you take your, if you take your dog out on a run before they're at least 12, sometimes 18 months old. But have your kid go out and run before they hit puberty in an ultra, and everyone is just happy and, oh, look, this kid is running an ultra, but they're not past puberty. Have this, do the same thing with a dog, and they go wild with fits and they condemn you and everything. So why is it okay for a kid and it's not okay for a dog? It's not okay for either. I really, really think that you have to be careful, very, very careful with kids, or more so than you do with a dog. I just don't understand that it's okay for a child and it's not okay for a dog. It's not okay for either. Actually, there may be a few exceptions, but there shouldn't be many at all. Between the ages of 3 and 9, encourage regular exercise, including organized running, as outlined in the Kids Run the Nation program. And I'll put a link for that in the website, martharunstheworld.com. And just make it more of a fun thing. You can just run around the yard and play tag if you want. Just have it just be fun, because when you're 3 to 9 years old, you just want to have a good time and have fun. So it doesn't have to be super organized, and you don't have to make a whole ton of rules. Just you run around and play pirates or play tag or play Barbie or something. Just do it so that they're moving around, just laughing and having a good time. Around the age of 8 to 12, children may enjoy participation in a more organized running program that has a more systematic training environment the last 2 to 3 months. And you can do that. You can have them, if they're interested in it, take them trail running or hiking, and then take them hiking. And if they're interested in doing a little light running on the trail, they can, just for from this tree to that tree, say, yeah, let's try doing this. Or if they're in a park, say, let's run on the pavement. Let's run from this tree to this tree, and let's just go slow and see how we do. They may want to do that. And then the next week, try going a little bit farther, and the next try a little bit farther, something like that. Around the age of 12 for girls and 14 for boys, key developmental changes will enable students to increase training distance and duration, leading to participation in a systematic and competitive training environment. So now is when you can get more into serious training. And this is where also, too, where kids, if they're interested in it, they can get involved in cross country or track. So find out which, if they like to run on the grass, if they like to do trails, they may be interested in cross country. If they'd rather do sprinting, if they like the track, see if they want to do it. Only if they want to do it. If they're not interested, then that's fine too. They don't have to do it. Don't allow your ego to be part of their decision. Increase running workload gradually. Running workload includes volume, the distance, intensity, the speed or effort, and frequency, the number of days a week. Just like adults running training, children should start a running program with a low volume, low intensity plan and limit frequency to a couple of days a week. So just make it just casual and just have a good time and fun. Because if you make their first few outings fun, they're going to say, okay, we had a good time today. I want to repeat that. But if you make it not fun, they're never going to want to do it again.
We'll be right back.
Hey, quick question for you. Are you someone who wants to be fit, healthy, and happy? And what if I told you you could get your dream body by simply just listening to a podcast? I'm Josh.
And I'm KG, and we are the hosts of the Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast.
Listen, we get it. Fitness isn't easy. Carbs, no carbs.
Just stop, okay? It doesn't have to be that complicated. And that's why we made this podcast. We get straight to the facts so you can become your best you.
So the way to check us out is click the link in the show notes or search Fit, Healthy, and Happy podcast on any of the major podcast platforms. We'll see you soon.
Participate in age-appropriate events. Running in a kids' fun run or youth track event can be a great experience for kids. And I see this at the turkey trot that I do every year. They have a kids' event where they run the width of the polo field. And it's a short distance. It's long enough that it's a run, but it's short enough that even the little three-year-olds can do it. And most of them run with their parents, but it's so cute. And the turkey starts out every run, so they see the turkey in front of them, and they know after they're done, they get a bag of candy. So it's really cool. It's a neat little event, and the kids remember it, and they love doing it every year. And it's really, really neat. And all the kids do it. They have age groups, and it's just a very fun thing. So they can remember that as a fun running event. So that kind of thing is really, really cool to give them such a positive moment and a positive memory of running. For children 5 and under, focus on dash events that range from a few yards to 400 meters. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. Those kind of things just give kids such a positive, positive memory of running. For children 5 and over, kids' fun runs that are 1/2 to 1 mile long can be considered, but allow for a combination of running and walking. And you know how kids are. They dash really fast, and then they walk, and then they dash, and then they walk, and then they dash, and then they walk. So I love that, and there are lots of events that are 5Ks and have a kids fun run of a mile, and those are just terrific to bring kids to, and the kids get a medal, and they get a shirt, so they get this positive memory of their race. Children age 8 to 12 and over may want to participate in a 5K. That's a perfect event for them. So why not train together, bring them out, and do the training with them, and you can go out and run and participate with them in the 5K. Children ages 13 to 15 and older may want to participate in a 10K, and if they are good enough or they want to, they can try a half marathon. I don't think anything above that is good for, at that age personally, but you may have someone who is good at longer events, but that's definitely a one-off thing, and very few at that age would be good at something longer. Now, what age should kids start running? Research-based guidelines about kids and running are surprisingly lacking in the medical field. And I couldn't find a whole lot on what age. While there are set perimeters from orthopedic surgeons on the dangers of too many baseball throws or soccer kicks, there's almost nothing to help steer parents who are raising mini runners. The long-term effects of distance running on developing bodies and minds simply haven't been thoroughly studied. Yet you can find a dozen things on dogs, I'll tell you that. So there's more concern about dogs than there are kids. Yeah, how about that? However, the resounding medical advice is basically, if the kid is excited and interesting and there are no major injuries, running at almost any age is acceptable. Because if they like running, they're going to do it anyway, right? Erica Gaminski, Youth Programs Director for the Roadrunners Club of America, agrees that as long as running is presented as fun and not overly structured for very young children, it should be fine at any age. The Roadrunners Club of America's Fundamental of Youth Running gives general guidelines for running per age group that might help parents understand how their running participation can progress. And it's a lot of the same thing that I just brought up. Age 3 to 9, regular exercise is encouraged, including organized running that is fun. Ages 8 to 12, participation in a running group with training that lasts 2 to 3 months. And puberty, kids can slowly increase training distances and participate in competitive training. These guidelines, however, can vary based on the individual. And that's one thing to really remember. Each kid grows at different rates. Emotionally, physically, mentally, we all grow at different rates. Well, I know some in their 30s who haven't grown up, but that's a different story. Usually, children are ready to start running longer distances, 5Ks, for example, between 8 and 10, says Dr. Mark Halstead, a pediatric sports medicine specialist at Washington University in St. Louis. However, a child's individual rate of development and desire to run matters more than his or her actual age. That's super important. The kid doesn't want to run, done. It's all over. Allison Riley, PhD, Senior Vice President of Programming and Evaluation at Girls on the Run, notes that Girls on the Run and one of the director in the Bay Area in San Francisco was on my show a few years ago. Girls on the Run programming starts at third grade for a very specific reason. Research shows us that by age 9, girls' self-confidence begins to drop. In addition, activity levels begin to decline. By targeting this age group, we can change that trajectory, she says. Running can also be seen as a building block to other sports the child might be interested in, like soccer, basketball, football, or tennis. Halstead notes the soccer players have been known to log up to 5 miles out on the field with hardly any concern as to whether soccer practice multiple times a week could be harmful. It always comes down to whose motivation it is, the parents or the kids. If the kid has the proper approach and appropriate training programs, I think it's fine, he said. Some kids aren't interested in ball sports or team sports to begin with, so presenting running as an activity that they can participate in as an individual or on a team like track and cross country may be attractive, says Gaminski. Just like with adults, excessive training can lead to injury, which is why experts emphasize keeping exercise fun. If the kid is having a pain during the run, that is a problem which needs to be addressed as soon as possible. Soreness afterwards is usually not an issue, but pain while running is a big concern, says Dr. Halstead. The bottom line is to consult your pediatrician or physician and watch for signs of stress or pain in your child if they begin a running regimen. The key is to run for fun, otherwise you may be setting your child up for failure or a chronic injury. And at the clinic that I work, we do physicals for sports in school, and that helps a lot so that the school knows that the child is physically fit or well enough to participate in school sports so that anything coming up or if there's anything that they can worry about is caught. So that's helpful. Now, there are some benefits if you start out running when you're quite young. If you're a runner, you know that the activity has a lot of benefits, and children see many of these benefits like improved sleep, increased self-esteem and confidence, decreased risk of developing type 2 diabetes, lower blood pressure, and blood cholesterol levels. According to research published in the British Journal of Sports Medicine, running dramatically increases bone strength in early adopters and may ward off osteoporosis later in life. That's huge. It can also improve kids' concentration, grades, and test scores. Having confidence in trying something new, sticking to a routine, and the ability to set and achieve goals are lifestyle improving benefits, says Gaminski. Statistically, the benefits are overwhelmingly positive. An independent study conducted by Dr. Maureen Weiss at University of Minnesota showed that 97% of our girls learned critical life skills that they use not only in Girls on the Run, but beyond the season, says Riley. So what's the best way to get your kids up and running? Check your school for programs like Mileage Club, your local town parks and recreation department website for running clubs or races, or look for programs like the Road Running Club of America's Kids Run the Nation or Girls on the Run. For kids that are generally inactive, Gaminski recommends to start out walking with them and gradually increase time and distance. Eventually, you can introduce running in short distances, like to the mailbox, the street corner, or a distant tree. If the parents are also runners, asking their kids to accompany them on the run allows the opportunity to teach running etiquette and safety and opens up an opportunity for bonding and conversation. But like I said, just ask them, don't force it. Running also doesn't necessarily have to be about running. Mix it up, says Riley. The focus doesn't have to be on running all the time, even if that's one of the focuses. Kids love to dance, jump rope, and play tag. Tag never gets old. There are so many ways to get active. And if, like I said, if they don't want to run, don't force it. If they want to do something else, if they like riding a bike or swimming, maybe they want to swim. Maybe they want to do gymnastics, something else if they want to be active. Riley also notes that running should be a safe space where social, emotional health is emphasized. We say sports builds character, but this is not always the case. Playing sports can have the opposite effect in some environments, and that's for sure, she says. But when intentionally designed, there is so much that kids can get from physical activity and running programs that positively impacts whole health. If it gets tough, here's how to motivate your kids when running is hard. Runners of all ages know it isn't always easy to pound it out on the track, or trail, or road. Running is hard, and kids, especially those who are reluctant runners, are less likely to stick with something that seems like all hard work and no fun. And this is probably for older kids, because for younger kids, it should always be fun. To help kids stay motivated and stick with running through the tough times, teach them healthy running habits like tuning in to their breath and their bodies to know when to slow down or take a walk break. Guide them to walk for the first 5 minutes and the last 5 minutes of their run for easy warm-up and cool-down sessions. Most of all, talk about running with your child in terms of fun so they won't see it as work or a chore. Lots of kids are naturally motivated by seeing their own progress over time, so using a mileage log can inspire them to set goals and meet them. They're also inspired by celebrating when they reach milestones, so reward them with their favorite dinner, a cool water bottle, or a certificate accomplished when they've done a great job. Some kids aren't motivated by that kind of thing, so you have to figure out what will motivate them. Maybe they're not goal-oriented, but you'll figure it out. Just like adults, kids are also more likely to stay motivated through tough runs if they aren't going it alone. Running or walking together can be a wonderful way for parents and kids to connect and share their thoughts and build their relationship step by step. Having a beloved grown-up sweating it out by their side can give kids a real boost. And knowing that they're by their side, knowing that it's not all about the parent's ego, and it's not just about the parent bragging about the kid, will make a huge difference. And maybe if the kid likes running, maybe they'll run. And if they don't, then they'll find something else. It doesn't matter. You love your kid, and no matter what. Okay, that should help with the kids running. And hopefully we'll have some runners out there, and maybe not. Maybe we'll have swimmers or something else. I don't know. All right, so that is it for today's show. And thank you so much for joining me. Everything can be found on the website, martharunstheworld.com, including if you want to become a Patreon patron, or if you just want to give a couple bucks, there is a spot for that as well. And if you want to email me, it's martharunstheworld@gmail.com. And until next week, let's tie up our shoelaces and go for a run.